Utah schools can benefit from cost savings and safety while bringing more money for education. We're checking out the newest building technology next on Western Life Radio. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
New building designs can save schools money while adding safety for students. David B. South with the Monolithic Dome Institute reveals the best option.
When you put the urethane on the outside of the concrete stores enormous quantities of heat and helps hold the temperatures. And so consequently, when we build a school, we'll cut the cost of keeping the building warm or cool by 75 to 85%, which pays for the school in less than 20 years. And it's really been fun, and right now we're building a lot of schools, but it's really been fun to develop something that can be used worldwide and every place. The FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Association, they've got involved with this because these buildings are the only buildings that'll take a direct hit with a tornado without having a problem. And hurricanes don't mean anything to them. And neither do earthquakes, which is something that you guys that live in Utah had better pay attention to. Utah and California are the two biggies. And I got a letter from one school the other day that said, we paid $50,000 to take care of the heat and cooling of our conventional gymnasium. Our new gymnasium was monolithic dome was $4,400 for the same year.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.